Good afternoon, St. Rayfield. This is Father John. Happy to be back with you on this Friday. It looks like it's a beautiful day outside, and hope everybody gets out to enjoy it and also gets to enjoy some time outside this weekend. Earlier this week, we talked about our desire to go back to Mass, and we talked about participating in the Mass, something that we all miss and we all want to do. We all want to get back to participating in Mass. And we talked about ways to grow in participating in the Mass, both now and when we get to come back to Mass, hopefully here very, very soon. But I want to talk today about an issue that is related to going back to Mass, and is very near and dear to our hearts right now, and that is receiving the Eucharist. We all miss receiving the Eucharist. We all desire to receive the Eucharist. Maybe we're even thinking about what that's going to be like when we receive the Eucharist for the first time. And as I was thinking about this, I was reminded about the study that I saw back in August. It was done by Pew Research Center. And what Pew asked American Catholics was, what do you believe about the Eucharist? Do you believe that the Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus, or do you believe that it's just a symbol? And they found that one-third of Catholics, about 31%, said that the Eucharist was the real presence of Jesus, that was truly Jesus in the, as body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, while 69% of Catholics said it's probably a symbol, some kind of symbolic presence that Jesus has. And I was thinking about these two different realities. We have so many people, you know, when they talk to me, they're like, Father, I long to go back to communion. When can I get communion? You know, Father, is there any way that I can get communion? And then so many Catholics sitting there and saying, well, the Eucharist is just a symbol. And it really made me realize one has to be true or the other. It can't be both. Because right now, our world has plenty of symbols in it. One symbol that we have that I've seen a lot of things on social media about and in the news about is this trend when people will, with things that they have around the houses, that they will recreate famous paintings and then they'll post photos online, this sort of thing. And that's a very nice thing. You know, it kind of helps to pass the time and it's creative and this sort of thing. It's very good. But it doesn't take but it doesn't replace the reality of me actually going and seeing the painting. It's nice. It's a nice symbol of the painting. Even me Googling the image that they're recreating, yeah, it's nice to see on a TV screen or on a computer screen or on an iPad or a tablet. Yeah, it's very nice. But there's something about going and actually seeing that painting that is really what I want. And it really misses something when I can't do that. Or perhaps that I want to talk to my family. You know, we have video conferencing, we have this ability maybe to talk on the phone, and those are good things, and it satisfies part of that need to be able to talk to my family, but it takes away from that reality of actually being able to sit in the living room or sit in the kitchen and have a cup of coffee and being able to enjoy time with them. One is a very nice symbol, you know, being able to see them on the screen and interact with them through the camera and technology. But the other one is the reality. And my heart longs for the reality. That's what we really want. We don't want to just see an image. We don't want to just see it on a computer screen. We want the reality. So, kind of brings us to this question. What do I believe about the Eucharist? Is the Eucharist just a symbol? Is it just to remind me and help me think about Jesus? Or is it truly Jesus present, body, blood, soul, and divinity? And is that why my heart is longing so much? That I can think about the Eucharist, that I can even go visit the Eucharist, but I long to receive him because I want him in my heart. Maybe we hear this and we kind of say, you know, Jesus is really present and this is a very big time of suffering. And for that, I totally understand and continue to pray that the Lord enter your heart and help to satisfy some of that desire in some way. Perhaps we hear this and we say, yeah, I still think that the Eucharist is a symbol, or we're not sure what to believe. Here's my challenge to you. I'm not going to explain to you the doctrine and transubstantiation, all that. Actually, my school video from Thursday does that. So if you're interested in transubstantiation and how the church explains all that, I encourage you to go watch that video. My challenge to you is this, is that our church is open from 8 till 7 each day, and then on Sunday from 9 to 6. I encourage you to come by sometime and spend a few minutes in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Keep the phone to the side. Keep any books, anything else to the side. And just sit there and be in church. Be in church with the Eucharist. And to open your heart and say, Jesus, is that really you? Is that really you there present in the tabernacle? Are you really and truly present here? And to spend a few moments there in that silence and see what happens. See what your heart tells you. Yes, it is true. Our faith, our mind doesn't totally comprehend this. Yes, it's a mystery. Yes, it's something that we can explain somewhat, but it doesn't totally make sense to us. But it's reality. It's truth. Because it's something that our heart says. That's Jesus. And I don't want to just see him in the tabernacle. I want to receive him in my soul. Let's ask the Lord for the grace that we may grow in the belief in the real presence of Jesus, that we may truly see him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and soon, very, very soon, be able to receive him in Holy Communion. May God bless you this weekend.